this record, as far as the actual recording goes, may be the easiest record I've ever made. It's basically get some guys that can play in some really good microphones and put them in front of them and play until you get a take that makes you happy.
Although probably helps if you're Steve Earle and you're making your 14th studio album with the help of legendary producer T-Bone Burnett. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, it's Rita Houston. Songwriter Steve Earle certainly deserves to have record making be an easy task at this point. Starting back in the mid-70s, he's paid his dues as a sideman and a staff music writer for a Nashville publishing house, struggled with drug and alcohol addiction, and rebuilt his career and sound outside contemporary country by becoming an activist and moving to New York City. After a Grammy win for his 2009 tribute to Townes Van Zandt, Steve Earle has a new album and a book of fiction, both entitled I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. And when he came to Studio A to talk with FUV's John Platt about all his various projects, they started out talking about the songs.
So on this new record called I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive, you worked with producer T-Bone Burnett.
Yeah, it was something that we've known each other for a while. What I figured out I wanted to do early on was not be a producer. Mm. I wanted to just be a writer and work on the lyrics to the last minute, right up until I committed something to tape in the studio. And, you know, I'd send the songs to T-Bone, and no one heard them but T-Bone and I before we actually recorded them. The band heard them just before we recorded them. Everything's, you know, somewhere between the first and the fourth or fifth take. And T-Bone always knew which take it was. He was never wrong about that.
Sounds simple.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it's catching lightning in the bottle, and It's simple. Doesn't mean anybody can do it.
Right.
But he's really good at it. Art's, you know, sometimes, you know, like bread, you can overhandle it.
You're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. Had a lot of luck, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My fishing pool is broke, the creek is full of sand.
I'll never get out of this world alive. It's a Hank Williams song. It's the only cover song on the new record.
I don't, you know, record many covers. There's one on Washington Square because the last year of The Wire, and I basically every year a different person had recorded Way Down in the Hole for the opening title sequence, and I basically called David Simon and begged
and it worked.
So I got to do it. Yeah. I got to do it. So that there's a cover on that record.
Your character in Tremé, the great HBO series, which was created by David Simon, who, of course,
David
did
Simon and Eric Overmyer.
Yeah. And the second season has begun, and your character is back this year?
Yeah, I'll turn up in episode 3, and I'm in it a lot more this year than I was last year. And really, basically, you know, my character, Harley Watt, is sort of the dean of the non-traditional buskers that work Royal Street and Frenchman Street in New Orleans. And Harley's me if I'd never gotten a record deal in a lot of ways.
Well, This City is the song that closed that first season of Tremé. It closes the CD. And can we close out the session this morning?
Absolutely.
With it?
And go to New Orleans. It's like, you know, just watch, keep your wits about you and go to Jazz Fest. If you go to Mardi Gras. And go to Mardi Gras and get outside of the quarter. Go to Bywater.
This city won't wash away. This city won't ever drown. Blood in the water and hell to pay. Sky tear open and pain rain down. Letting addicts come what may. I ain't ever gonna leave this town. This city won't wash away. This city won't ever drown.
Steve Earle's great tale of resilience, This City. That song is from the album I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive, and that's also the title of Steve Earle's new book. Take 5, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.